Captain Serrano?
Harris looked up. She had headed back to the yacht's berth, still concentrating on Lady Cecilia's odd behavior. Her hair, chopped short by some unpracticed hand, had once been honey gold, and her face might have been attractive before something cut a broad slash down one side. But it was the voice that stopped Harris in her tracks.
Methlin Meharry. Sergeant Meharry.
Petrus had not known what had happened to the women who'd been court-martialed, although he'd heard rumors. And none of them had contacted Harris after the amnesty Cecilia had arranged. Until now.
Didn't know if you'd remember.
She held herself with the same pride as always, but she wasn't in uniform, and Harris couldn't read her expression. Did she know that Harris hadn't known about the court's martial? Or was she still as angry as Petrus had been?
Arkady Janice said you would.
Of course I do, but I was told you'd all been reinstated with back pay and all.
If they can screw us once, they can do it again. I've got 60 days to think about it, and what I think is I never want to see the inside of another fleet brig, thank you very much. Arkady said you were hiring?
Harris's mind scrambled. She couldn't hire everyone who had suffered on her behalf. Not even Cecilia had that much money, or that large a ship. But Meharry, an unusual set of specialties, she'd started with ground troops and gone on to shipboard weapons systems.
I need a weapons specialist, yes. Ideally someone who can do bodyguard work on stations or on planet. And ideally a woman, since Lady Cecilia's the one who'll need guarding. Was that what you wanted?
Sounds good to me. Anything would, after that. You know, Captain, we were upset with you.
So you should have been. I thought I was keeping you out of worse trouble, and all I did was take my protection away from you. Biggest mistake I ever made.
Not really, Captain. Bigos was being Bona Serrano, begging your pardon. I should know, given my family.
The Meharry family was almost as prominent in fleet enlisted ranks as the Serranos in the officer corps.
Families get your judgment all scrambled sometimes, but that's over with. Point is, I don't want to go back in, and if you trust me, I'll trust you. You're not a bad commander.
Harris almost laughed at the impudence. This was the perfect bodyguard for Lady Cecilia, if only she could persuade her employer.
Right. Why don't you come aboard and look at what we've got? You may not like a yacht once you've seen it.
Meharry grinned. The scar rippled on her cheek and gave her a raffish look.
Why not? It's built on a good hull, Arkady says, and you're giving it some teeth.
True, but not for publication. Come on then, and let's see what you think.
On one side of her mind, Harris thought how glad she was to be out of that ridiculous purple uniform. She could just imagine Meharry's reaction to that garish outfit. On the other side, she thought of the balance of her crew. With Methlin Meharry to back Arkady Janice, she would need only one more person to serve the ship's weapons in a short combat, the only kind she intended to be involved in. Ships the size of Sweet Delight didn't get into slugfests with other ships, not if their captains had any sense. But she wouldn't have to depend on Bunny's loans, even though they seemed happy enough to be with her. Yet, the ship was becoming more fleet with every change she made, and she wasn't sure Cecilia would like it. Back at the ship, Meharry grinned at Petrus and Oblo, who just happened to be lurking around the access tube.
Found her, did you?
Was I looking?
Harris had the feeling she'd been outmaneuvered by all of them. A feeling intensified when Arkady happened to be in the passage between the bridge and the number 4 storage bay.
I hope you don't mind, Captain. I happen to see Meharry's name on a list of those returning from confinement.
Glad you did. And I remember you two worked well together. Why don't you show her around and let her find out if she wants to stay?
An hour later, on the bridge, Meharry and Janice were deep in consultation on the control systems of the weapons already installed. Harris motioned Petrus into her office.
Suppose you tell me just how many more little surprises you people have cooked up. I'm delighted about Meharry, but there's a limit, you know.
If we crewed entirely with former RSS personnel, we wouldn't have to worry about the official secrets people jumping on us.
Harris frowned. She was always wary when Petrus went indirect. It meant he was trying to outflank her somewhere.
Numbers. I'm not objecting to former fleet personnel, but I do need numbers.
I was going to ask you about that. What do you think we need for what Lady Cecilia's going up against? These smugglers, how likely are they to attack with what force? What kind of protection do we need to be able to give her where she visits? Can't plan the necessary force until we know the mission.
I wish I knew. One of the things bothering me is lack of good information. I know there are information networks in the civilian world, but I haven't made my connections yet. And I'm used to having fleet intelligence to work with, bad as it sometimes was.
You might want to switch Oblo over from navigation to communications. Reorganize the roster that way and let him poke around. You know his talents.
Harris did indeed. They did not appear on any official list of occupational skills.
He wants to put in some, equipment he sort of found the other day.
Harris felt the hair rising on the back of her neck.
Found?
In a manner of speaking. In return for certain services. Good stuff. Navigational aids, communication enhancements. He'd like to put it in when no civilians, I mean, those who've always been, are aboard. Just in case.
She couldn't ask if it was stolen fleet equipment, not directly. Petrus would have to answer, and she'd have to do something about it. Or he'd have to lie, which would be another problem.
How much is it costing, Lady Cecilia?
Nothing. It's between Oblo and, someone who wanted him to do something. A private donation, you might call it. Are you hiring Meharry?
If she wants to come. We need another weapons specialist.
Good. And how are you going to get hooked into the civilian network?
By checking in with the Captain's Guild. If that's a hint.
She'd spend some time browsing the general databases, too. Her understanding of politics had been limited to what impinged on the military, on funding, on procurement, on what the admirals optimistically called grand strategy. She'd never heard of some of the groups Cecilia and Ronnie had mentioned. Aegists? Rejuvenants? The meaning seemed obvious. But what did these groups actually do?
The Serrano Legacy, Sporting Chance, is continued on the next CD.